Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Johanna Blackman. This week, we return to our conversation with Kathleen Sullivan, a founding member and one of the leaders of Freeport Climate Action Now, or Freeport CAN, a volunteer and citizen-led climate solutions group in Freeport, Maine. Last week, we dove into Kathleen's reflections on what it feels like to pick up climate action as a 79-year-old, as we are seeing many retired folks taking up climate solutions leadership in their communities throughout the state. When we spoke, I asked Kathleen what advice she would give to others who felt called to participate in climate solutions and activism later in life.
I think it's really helpful if you can find soulmates, as it always is. People who are wondering about these big questions about what's the price to the planet from the kind of values we were brought up with, to find other people who are willing to open a door into a new place and to wonder what that should look like and to do it together.
Last week, Kathleen shared how she has applied skills from her career as a clinical social worker to her climate activism. She reflected on this theme of taking inventory of what skills and life experience you might bring to climate work, whatever your background or career might have been.
If they were in their past life somebody who wrote grants, if they were somebody who wrote poetry, if they were somebody who was a lawyer, there are so many skills from that you can use in this work that we do together.
Kathleen reflected on how engaging in local climate solutions is a powerful tool not only for building networks of community and collaboration, but also for finding a way to contribute and feel connected to actually making a positive difference, regardless of age.
The older people I know who are doing this work with me are so thankful to have found friends who share this with them and found a way to use their skills that they had before and to feel like they're making a contribution now that's critical. They're so thankful to be able to do it with a group of people and to make some changes.
Kathleen is quick to acknowledge that the experience of picking up climate work later in life isn't all roses. There are real challenges that are part of the experience, some of which might be particularly difficult for folks used to careers defined by clear expectations and results.
We're just making this all up as we go along. In jobs and things that we had to do before, you know, you had a job, you knew how to do it, you got an A or you got a raise, you knew there were expectations about what this looked like. But we're making all this up. And there's not going to be raises, you're not going to get promotions, you're just going to do this work and you're not going to see the outcome. You're not going to know what the results of this work are going to be. So you have to kind of believe in the idea of unexpected consequences, that maybe it'll be 10 years from now, maybe long after we're dead, that the kind of work that we're doing will make a difference.
I asked Kathleen about Freeport CAN. How does the group develop projects and what type of projects has the group undertaken over the past 3 years?
They get designed very much from the bottom up by what people are interested in doing. So people come in, they do something, and then they may leave for a while. So we're sort of continually tilling the land to see what can grow and what the seeds are. And everybody has a different kind of seed to plant.
This structure of empowering participants to develop projects based on their interests and skills has led to a wide variety of early impacts for Freeport CAN, as the group has collaborated with the town on passing progressive building codes, supporting low-income residents in accessing heat pumps and solar, and many other projects. The group is also clearly dedicated to bringing both celebration and imagination into their climate work.
Last year, we did this wonderful fashion show. We got a DJ from Boston and people of all ages to come and model refashioned, reused clothes. And it was a great success. We held a conference this year called A Night of an Imaginary Active Transportation Plan. So we imagined what it would look like to be able to use your bike all through town. And to convince people of the idea that this could actually happen, that you could get out of your car and ride safely.
Kathleen and I finished our time together reflecting on the essential role that caring for one another will play in the coming years.
how can we care for each other in this time when the storms are getting bad or the heat's getting really bad? How do we increase the interconnection among ourselves and among all of us in the community instead of each of us having our fences? Is to take the fences down.
I was deeply moved and inspired by Kathleen, by her dedication to collaboration and her commitment to finding joy within climate work in her community. She is truly living out an answer to what she describes as a defining question for her.
What's the most important thing I can do now with the rest of my life?
This has been Climate and Community with A Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.